This is the HCM Technology News Roundup from the HCM Technology Report. It's Monday, December 6, 2021, and I'm Mark Pfeffer, and here's this week's news. LinkedIn launched a new suite of ATS integrations. They're intended to help employers identify promising talent. The company said partners such as Smart Recruiters, Lever, JobVite, Clear Company, and JobScore will offer these capabilities over the next several months. Among the new services are Apply Connect, which helps identify qualified candidates based on LinkedIn skills data and screening options, and also new features for Recruiter System Connect, unified search, and recommended matches. They are intended to make the hiring process more seamless, LinkedIn said. Dice introduced unbiased sourcing mode, which allows recruiters and employers using talent search to anonymize information commonly associated with unconscious bias. For example, name, years of experience, and schools attended. Dice said the ability to automatically remove such information can help recruiters and employers make skills-based decisions in their talent sourcing in addition to building out more diverse teams. RoleShare is a talent marketplace that matches professionals so they can apply and share one full-time job. TechCrunch says they've raised an initial round of pre-seed funding. The investment of more than $550,000 will be used to build an international role-sharing marketplace. Smart Search announced a partnership with Job Robotics, a data automation software provider. Job Robotics' JobSource product syncs with vendor management systems, job boards, back office applications, and Smart Search's ATS, all to optimize the recruitment process. Recruiting services and technology firm Betts launched Betts Connect, a go-to-market recruiting platform. The top-of-funnel application matches vetted professionals who are actively looking for their next opportunity with tech companies looking to hire. Sense, a recruiting engagement and communications platform, closed $50 million in Series D funding. The round was led by SoftBank Vision Fund 2. To date, the company has secured a total of $90 million in funding. And finally, Decusoft, a SaaS provider of compensation, incentive, and total rewards management, appointed Michael Pyers as its CEO. Bob Lorenzo, who's led the company since 2015, will continue as a board member and take on a new role as Senior Vice President, Sales and Business Development. And that's the news. The HCM Technology News Roundup is produced by the HCM Technology Report. We're a publication of Recruiting Daily. The Roundup's also a part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all of their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.